we're all standing in front of this mountain, and it's called government, and we don't know what to do with it. We can scream at it and say, go away, go away, go away. It's not getting us very far, but some very creative people in the private sector have figured out how to dig underneath it, go around it, you know, scale it with special new tools. That's how I think of digital media.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I am at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and I am happy to be joined by Jeffrey Tucker, the executive editor of Laissez-Faire Books. Now, you've got a new book coming out called No More Gatekeepers.
Right.
What's the, is there a long and impossibly to read subhead on that?
That seems to be the trend. Yeah. And sure enough, it's how to create your own civilization in the digital age.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, okay, it's not so bad. So
tell us about what
do we mean by create your own civilization? I mean, our own micro-civilizations really consist mostly of the information we get, the information we give, the things we learn on a day-to-day basis. In the old days, we were very restricted in this respect. I mean, there were all these gatekeepers telling us what we had to know. When I was growing up, there were three channels, you know, and like, three different faces broadcasting the same news for 30 minutes every night. That world, I mean, it's hard to even imagine it ever existed.
It's impossible to.
Do you ever wake up and wonder if we're going to just discover that the iPhone was like a big dream? I mean, I sometimes worry, you know, you worry. You wake up and it turns, this whole digital thing, it was all a big dream. We imagined it. As far as I know, we have to pinch ourselves from time to time. But look, we are living in a dream world, and that world has been invented by private enterprise and entrepreneurship.
There's a counter argument to that is that no more gatekeepers has completely hurt these important institutions that do more than just gatekeeping. I mean, newspapers, they're important. They're a lifeblood of democracy, I am told very often.
Yeah. So I find that unpersuasive. Here's the thing, like every time history moves, every time there's a change in the world, there's always a sector of society that panics. Oh my God, everything's falling apart. Things will never be the same again, and it's wrecking our lives forever. And it turns out to never be true. I mean, the music industry panicked about, I mean, everything. Beginning of recording, you know, tape recorders, and you know, now MP3s, MP3 CDs. I mean, every change in technology causes some industry to freak out and say, the end of the world is not. And it never happens. I mean, we've seen a greater explosion of everything we love in the digital age than ever before. And I really mean this pertains to every sector of society. Like, for example, I'm a fanatic for very strange music that very few people really care about. Mostly 8th through 16th century European chant and polyphonic music. Very strange, very obscure, right? But I can have all of that I want right now at the touch of a button. It's unbelievable. This generation hears more of this music than anybody ever did in the 15th century and 16th century. I mean, it is like universalized, and everything has been universalized. The information has been totally liberated in the digital age, and that's what you want. I mean, let's say you set out to run the world. Do you want the physical world, or do you want the world of information? Which of the two is more powerful? I mean, the way the nation state works, it proves the physical world, which they control, is actually not that powerful. They've never been able to conquer Iraq. They haven't been able to conquer Afghanistan. They haven't really conquered the U.S. in the way they wish. The world of information is where the real action is, and that is owned by you and me, and especially in the digital age, we've been empowered in that respect.
But we live in a time when government is bigger than it's ever been. We've doubled federal spending in 10 years in nominal terms, and government has more technical control over our lives, or potential control. We're all committing 3 felonies a day. You know the story.
Yeah, I do.
So what does this world that is so bountiful and wonderful have to say, or how does it affect this world?
It's like we're all standing in front of this mountain, and it's called government, and we don't know what to do with it. We can scream at it and say, go away, go away, go away. It's not getting us very far, but some very creative people in the private sector have figured out how to dig underneath it, go around it, you know, scale it with special new tools. That's how I think of digital media. It's allowing us to track the state better, find workarounds, stay in contact with each other in a way which the state probably objects. But we've been able to do it through creativity of private enterprise and commercial society, which has been working so well in the digital age, like never before.
Let's end on a futuristic note. Who's the next gatekeeper to fall? What are we going to see? What power center that stands in between us and our choices is going to be eroded 5, 10 years?
I think it's nationalism. You know, and every day it's breaking down more and more. The more I'm in contact with people internationally, the more I'm feeling a friendship to them. The old language, the old barrier used to be language. Even that's falling. I mean, how can you believe this? I mean, people correspond to me in the strangest language, strangest languages, languages I've never even heard of. My Google Translator, I can immediately see what they're saying, more or less, and speak back to them in their language, and they can tell what I'm saying, more or less. That's amazing. I mean, so it's national. So I say that's the next barrier to fall. We're just the beginning of that. And really, it's hard to imagine, but we're really at the beginning of the digital age. Just the beginnings. The future is going to consist of amazing surprises we don't know anything about right now.
On this great and scintillating note, thank you very much, Jeffrey Tucker.
Matt, thank you so much for having me.
No More Gatekeepers. For Reason TV, I am Matt Welch.